Welcome to Blind Abilities. I'm Simon Bonifant. I caught up with Curtis Mentroni, sales and IT representative at Patriot Vision Industries. You may remember Curtis, as well as other members of his team, from an interview I conducted with him at the 2022 NFB convention. In that interview, we highlighted the Lyric Assistive Reader, a powerful scanning and reading machine. Today, we're back to discuss new AI developments with a new device called the Lyric AI. Join me live as I chat with Curtis about all the new features you won't want to miss. So without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy my conversation with Curtis Mentroni from Patriot Vision Industries. Joining me today is Curtis Mentroni, sales and IT representative at Patriot Vision Industries. Curtis, it's nice to speak with you again.
Nice to speak with you again.
Yeah, folks may remember Curtis from several years ago when we talked about the full lineup of products, as well as your associate John Palmer as well.
The president of the company.
Yeah, we spoke together. And we're coming to talk about some new updates today to the lines of products that you have at Patriot Vision Industries. But for those who are not familiar with the company at all, can you give an overview of what you have to offer?
Yes. So we are a company here in Florida that manufactures and develops reading machines, low vision machines, wearable technology, all for low vision and legally blind people. So what we have to offer that's a little bit more unique than most companies out there is we develop devices based on technology that's already out there. So thinking like an iPad or a Samsung tablet or reading machines, but specifically focusing on the tablets, we've designed and developed software that allows us to magnify, have documents read out loud to you, and gives you the full accessibility of the tablet-based systems, whether it's an Apple iPad or one of the Samsung tablets. So we believe as a company, we don't want to lock anyone out of anything that the tablet has to offer. So we make our software in conjunction with what they have available to kind of mesh the worlds together. And the customers are already using these products, so grabbing one of ours and using it is almost second nature to them. So which does make it a little bit easier on the stress level, the anxiety level on people when they are already familiar with how the device works. So
great. Well, when we last spoke in 2022, one of the devices that we really highlighted was the Lyric Assistive Reader. That was that new at the time?
New at the time. There's been one major update to the unit this year. It actually just came out about a month ago. It's called the Lyric AI. So it has the same platform, same body style. Everything is the same button-wise. So if you already own a Lyric, it would be identical to what you have, except for the new hardware on the inside that will connect to the internet and give you AI capability on the device.
Great. And last time we spoke, we did an extensive demo on just really the ease of use of the Lyric Assistive Reader to be able to take a scan of a printed page and get instant results of what was on that page, and really complex writings as well that some services have a hard time distinguishing. Your software really was able to do a remarkable job of accurately and efficiently getting the users the information. And we're not going to do a demo today, but can you describe the physical features of the device and what makes it so user-friendly to be able to scan something very quickly?
All right, so physically it's just a very lightweight battery-powered unit that you can either have plugged in the wall and you can let sit on your desk, or you can unplug it and go sit on the back porch on a nice cool day and read your books or your mail or anything like that. Simplicity, there is 2, 3, 4, 5 buttons on it and a slider. So it's just nothing too extensive on operation wise. And the machine kind of just does everything itself. You just take your piece of paper, put it underneath it, it takes a picture and starts reading out loud to you within seconds. The accuracy rating is phenomenal on it. It's probably one of the best on the markets available for quickness and accuracy rating. And then now we're delving into the technology that's out there, artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, all these companies out there making this capability now for low vision and for people who are completely blind. So they then took this technology and put it inside the Lyric. And what that allows you to do now is if you put like a receipt underneath there, with most reading machines, it'll read the receipt from the very top, go all the way down to the bottom. You'll get everything on that receipt. But being completely blind, you don't need all that information for the most part. You don't need to know what the item numbers were to the Band-Aids that you bought or that bottle of water that you bought. So when you activate the AI feature on it, it will actually break it down and say, this is a receipt from Target. There were 17 items purchased. This was your total. So it summarizes everything for you. And then the extra added features to it is it will do barcodes. So you can put products underneath it, cans of soup, bottles of water, frozen meals, and it actually will tell you who makes it, where it was made from, the nutritional value, and even how to cook it. And then if you look at the other features, if you get a document that's written in Spanish or French or another language, the AI will actually translate it into English for you. And probably the greatest feature that's on it is handwriting. We are one of the first machines to state that it can accurately do handwriting now. So I know there's other apps like Seeing AI and other devices that you can get, but with the AI feature that's in it, someone writes neat, they can actually read this document right out loud if it's written in handwriting.
Well, that is incredible. And that's one of the advantages I feel like with this device is that you're never guessing. You're not guessing as to where to take a picture. You're not guessing where to aim. You're not guessing. You mentioned barcodes. Well, sometimes with other devices, other apps, you have to play a guessing game a little bit to find where the barcode is. And if you don't get it in the right spot, it's not going to read it. But obviously with this, the consistency is there. When you put it on that surface, it's going to be able to detect the barcode, the receipt, any information you have there right away. And that's really great for someone like me who I've never been able to see, so I don't know how to point a camera very well. So something like that is just very simplistic and very easy to use and easy to return to whenever I would need to get information from the device. So, and that probably contributed to the design as well.
Yeah, and then one of the other features they put on, especially for barcodes, if you're looking at like cans of soup or anything that's rounded, when you put the can of soup underneath the camera itself, it actually will give you a different type of chime than what the Lyric usually does. And so as you rotate it, you're going to hear that chime until it stops, and then it will take a picture. So there's no guessing with it. You put it underneath there, the machine, it knows that it's looking at a product, and then you can rotate it until it finds a barcode, and then it gives you the information.
Great. Well, for those who already have the Lyric that you put out several years ago, would they be able to trade in that device to get the Lyric AI, or they have to keep the other one?
No, our company's always been like this. We will gladly accept the trade-in. So again, it depends on, you know, how long the device has been, you know, used and the condition of it. But yeah, we will always accept the trade-in to get someone into the newer devices.
Great. And what is the price of the Lyric AI?
So the Lyric AI is $2,995.
And do you want to talk about your other devices, where people can find them, and what Absolutely. The prices would be for that as well?
Yeah, and so we are unveiling a very simple-to-use reading machine. It's called the Patriot Voice EZ. It is the same exact software that's in the regular Lyric. We partnered with that manufacturer, and he helped us develop software for it. But it is a standalone reader that is controlled off of three knobs, and that's it. So it is just designed for people who don't need all the bells and whistles, people who don't want all the advanced features. They just want something. Put their papers underneath and sit back and listen to it. You don't need a master's degree to operate it, so which is great for a lot of our elderly clients. The other devices we have, I don't know if we had this when at NFB 2022, but I believe we did unveil it in 2023. Our headset unit, which is called the Patriot Viewpoint, which is one of our most popular units. It's a low vision device that you can actually wear, and you can zoom in, zoom out, change colors, and even have your text read out loud to you through this headset. But one of the chief wants of clients that we've had was be able to watch TV. So you can normally wear the Viewpoint and zoom in on the TV set and do pretty well with that, but we wanted to take it a step further. So we invented a box called the multimedia transmitter that will connect to your cable box, your Roku sticks, your Fire TVs, Xboxes, and it will actually take that signal of whatever it's connected to and shoot it directly into the viewpoint itself. I know Sam from the Blind Life just partnered with Microsoft to play Xbox on it, and he was talking about it, and he said it's one of the best devices. You get no latency with it whatsoever, and the latency means it's not slowed down at all. So what you're seeing is actually happening on the TV set itself. So he was fairly impressed with it, and it's nothing that is overcomplicated to set up. You just plug one HDMI cable into the side of the box that goes to the input, and the other one goes to the TV, and you plug it in a wall, and everything works.
Wow, that is great.
Yes.
Yeah, I love those plug-and-play devices. Yes. It seems to work very well, and it's great that it's going directly into the device. That's as close as you can get, really.
We're improving it all the time. We're making the device more and more reliable for people. And our company, we've been around 36 years making low-vision products and, you know, dealing with other manufacturers and selling their products. And one thing of our clients have always asked for, just simple stuff. We just want stuff that's simple. And that's really what we aim for whenever we design our products. Yes, they're advanced. They do a lot of things, but they're simple to use. Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. really the main goal.
That's great. And I know that you have been at the company for many years. I remember we spoke about that before. And you were telling me that you really get a lot of feedback from your customer base when you're doing your sales and when you're helping people learn the device. And I know that that drives your innovations as you work to make the latest and greatest technologies. Can you talk about how important the user feedback is for your process?
It's the basis of everything. There's no point to make a product that only we're going to use. We want our clients' input. We want how they would use that product or features they would like to see in a product. And we brainstorm with our team and figure out a way of making it work. So having customer input is key to our business.
Very good. Well, if folks wanted to contact your website and get a hold of some of the information you mentioned today, how would they do that?
You can find us on our website. We actually have two different websites. Our manufacturing website is called patriotvision.com. And then our retail website is magnifyingamerica.com. But the easiest way to get a hold of us is give us a call. We can send out catalogs. We can send out literature. We can even send out emails directly that will bring you links to videos, product reviews. So our phone number at our office is 1-800-364-1608.
And if someone wanted to contact you, could they do that?
Correct. They can. My cell phone number is 352-484-5831. And I'm available Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 p.m.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you, Curtis. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me about your updates to your great products. It's always wonderful to see the progress that you've made, and you have done a lot of great work into making the lives of the blind and visually impaired community better. I know I'm very grateful. So thank you
well,
very
thank
much.
Thank you. Anytime.
I had such a great time welcoming back Curtis into the studio, and I'd like to thank him for taking the time to conduct this interview. Don't forget to visit the show notes for all the links mentioned in this episode. And if you'd like to contact me directly, send me an email. I can be reached at sbonafant2@gmail.com. That's S-B-O-N-E-N-F-A-N-T, the number 2@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening and have a wonderful day.
For more podcasts with the Blindness Perspective, check us out on the web at www.blindabilities.com and subscribe to the Blind Abilities Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. That's two words, Blind Abilities. Our email address is info@blindabilities.com. And you can reach us at 612-367-6093. That's 612-367-6093. Give us some feedback, some suggestions. Let us know how we're doing. We'd love to hear from you. And from all of us here at Blind Abilities, thank you for listening. And until next time, bye-bye.
When we share
what we see through each other's eyes,
we can then begin to bridge the gap
between the limited expectations
and the realities
of blind abilities.
Blind abilities.